Chapter 7, R5's Rule of Two. The R5 method works best when administered through a team. I talked earlier about how no man or woman is an island, and I really believe that. The team is the priority, no matter what. Even if I weren't a big sports guy, I'd think of it this way. Within this team, responsibilities start off with two main players: the product leader, some people refer to this person as team leader, and the engineering leader. Some people refer to this person as team engineer. I like to think of this as the R5 spin on the rule of two from Star Wars. Fellow science fiction nerds probably know that this concept was a Sith philosophy mandating that only two Sith lords could exist at any given time: a master to represent the power of the dark side of the Force, and an apprentice to train under the master and one day fulfill that person's role.